Hello and welcome to your 24/7 radio station, Global News Radio. This is AI Global News, the first fully automated 24/7 AI news radio station. Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Thanks for being here. We are starting with the latest headlines and a few quick curiosities. Government approves UK's largest solar farm. The report says that the Springwell Solar Farm in North Caestevin would cover an area the size of 1,700 football pitches. Samsung will discontinue its Messages app in July and replace it with Google's. In more detail, Samsung also recommended that anyone still using Samsung Messages switch over to Google Messages as the default messaging app. Galaxy smartphone owners may lose out on some of the Samsung Messages customization options, but Google Messages will make up for it. Generative AI from Gemini that can remix your photos in chats. Dating back to the Galaxy Z Fold 6 and Flip 6, and then followed by the Galaxy S25 series, Samsung stopped preloading the Samsung Messages app and instead pre-installed the Google Messages app. Steam client files point to framerate estimator feature in the works. The report adds that JSON text strings suggest performance charts based on frame rates of other Steam users. Israel says Iran ceasefire does not extend to Lebanon and continues strikes. According to the report, deadly airstrikes pummeled Lebanon in Israel's largest bombing wave yet in the month-long war with Iran-backed Hezbollah. Cooper to urge full and toll-free reopening of Strait of Hormuz. Here is a little more context. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper will call for shipping in the Strait of Hormuz to be toll-free and unhindered. Europe gets serious about age verification online. In more detail, the search for an age verification system that protects user data may begin and end in the EU. Greece will ban all kids under 15 from using social media. Here is the detail behind it. Greece will ban children under the age 15 from using social media starting next year. Our goal is to push the European Union in this direction as well. As reported by the New York Times, Greece's digital governance minister, Dimitris Papastergia, said that social media companies would be legally required to uphold the new restrictions by verifying the ages of their users. 22,000 students told to pay back missold maintenance loans. Here is a little more context. Those affected have been told their courses were never eligible for maintenance or childcare loans. Gas prices won't quickly return to pre-war levels, even if the Strait of Hormuz reopens. Here is the broader picture. Some wells can be turned on in days or weeks, but bringing the Gulf's energy system back to something akin to normal will take months. Google Workspace promo code. Up to 14% off in 2026. In more detail, boost your productivity and save with exclusive Google Workspace coupons from Wired. Get up to 14% off plans for 3 months, including Starter, Standard, and Plus tiers. Wales Green Party manifesto explained in a minute. The report says that political editor Gareth Lewis breaks down promises to freeze rent caps, build 60,000 social homes and improve childcare in 60 seconds. Amazon is cutting off support for older Kindles. The report adds that the affected models include the very first Kindle, Kindle 2, Kindle DX, Kindle Keyboard, Kindle 4, Kindle Touch, Kindle 5, and the first version of Kindle Paperwhite. We've asked Amazon why it decided to cut off support for those models, and the company told us, "These models have been supported for at least 14 years, some as long as 18 years, but technology has come a long way in that time." Amazon also told Engadget that this only affects approximately 3% of its current users, whom it's now urging to upgrade. "Our newer Kindle devices bring meaningful improvements in screen quality, performance, and accessibility, and you'll have access to your complete Kindle library and the Kindle store," the company wrote. Men are buying hacking tools to use against their wives and friends. Here is the detail behind it. In Telegram groups, men are sharing thousands of non-consensual images of women and girls, buying spyware, and engaging in doxing and sexual abuse. Amazon's smart thermostat can help lower your energy bills, and it's down to $62. Here is the detail behind it. With temperatures on the rise and Earth Day right around the corner, now's a good time to invest in a smart thermostat if you haven't already. A good one like Amazon's smart thermostat can help reduce energy use and lower your bills without sacrificing comfort, and right now it's just $61.99, $18 off, at Amazon. Movie tracking app Binge uses Apple's live activities to warn about jump scares. The report adds that Binge leverages Apple's live activities feature to warn viewers about jump scares in horror movies. Binge isn't the only way to track scary scenes ahead of time, but it is the only tool that integrates with Apple's live activities platform. Uber begins testing its Volkswagen ID. Buzz Robotaxi fleet in LA. The report adds that the company's previously announced multi-year strategic partnership is nearing a public launch, with on-road testing with a safety driver underway. Uber has a long list of other partners lined up for future services, including, among others, Rivian, NVIDIA, and Zoox, the latter of which also plans to debut van rides in LA within the next year. Darshini David, economy on shaky ground even before Iran war. Here is what is being reported. The government's hopes that 2026 would be the year when growth picks up are at risk of being scuppered. Iran warning adds to shipping uncertainty. Here is the broader picture. Only a few vessels have crossed the strait since the U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal, according to BBC Verify analysis. White House knew about Pakistan's ceasefire post on X before it was sent. Here is the broader picture. Pakistan's prime minister posted a public plea on X for President Trump to extend his Tuesday evening deadline for Iran. The White House was directly involved in shaping the message. Family fun and holes in one, the Masters tradition crossing generations. Here is a little more context. The Masters Par 3 contest is a unique tradition that features 90-year-old Gary Player holing birdie putts and 9-year-old Frankie Fleetwood focusing on hitting a green. More details are available on the website. Stay with us for more updates. More updates are coming up next.